Good morning. It's your boy at Big Game James underscore 36, and this is Big Games BS, part of Den Media Group, presented by AlphaClinicOnline.com. AlphaClinicOnline.com is a website that I think everybody needed this past weekend, the last few days. More so on Saturday after we did our evening show. I just looked at it because, and we'll talk about this a little bit in the intro as I'm trying to share this to different things, but Alpha Clinic, the most important thing in this, and I don't want people to get lost in this new world of hormone replacement, because you might not need hormone replacement therapy. You might need some other shit. You might not need more testosterone. Your estrogen levels might just be elevated a little bit. And it gets it brings the inner bitch up out of you. And I don't want that for you guys. I want that bitch to get up out of your system and become more masculine. And then for my ladies, you may have too much estrogen, or you may have too much testosterone, or you may have too many different things. You know, hormones don't just flip people to the continent side. Hormones make you bitch about things that you probably normally wouldn't care about, or you probably can't, y'all care about so much shit, like sometimes that I get confused at who's, like, what you actually truly care about. Oh, shout out. Actually, let's read some of these comments. I like these right here, man. Oh, shout out to my dog, Till Dog. That's how you celebrate fucking holidays, Till Dog. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Always be celebrating. People keep forgetting whether you believe or whether you don't believe, right? I don't care. I just want you to, like, have a good time. Party. Do you understand what Jesus' first miracle was? He turned water into wine. And you were supposed to be celebrating that week. That's how you celebrate this stuff right there. Good morning, everybody. No nonsense. Shout out to 36 Mafia. Yes, you do. Just make sure you can prove that you're a 36 Mafia member. You know, up to date. You'll be like, hey, I'm no nonsense, blah, blah, blah. We got you. We'll know who you are. If you've never been to a tailgate, and I don't recognize, like, Ramon, everybody knows who fucking Ramon is. He wins everything. So, you know, what is it? Love that. Appreciate it, Josh Bennett. I love the Monarchs jersey. I was in my bag this past weekend. And shit, what was it? What was I doing this weekend? Oh, listening to old school R&B and stuff like that. And they was rocking the jerseys. I said, you know what? I want to rock a jersey today. The guy, Mike Hall, when Jesus heard they called his death Good Friday, he was like, what the hell? While he was in hell. That's why you want to know the real reason he came back? He goes, he dies, and they say, hey, man, it was people got confused. Some people called it Good Friday because they were just happy he was gone. But then his people was like, it's a Good Friday because we know he's going to rise one day. Either way, he was like, bitch, I got tortured. They put spikes through my head. Dog, have you seen the different memes that have come out? Like, this new generation, absolutely, like, for as much, it's not the young people that get offended by everything. It's my generation. The generation that was raised on South Park are so fucking timid. And it's the people who are mostly calling people snowflakes are the ones that are the most snowflakish, that melt for everything. But the kids are saying, first off, they're calculating. You can't die on a Friday, right? And then if you go 3 days, 3 days from Friday morning, right? Friday at 8 a.m. Let's just count it out together. Saturday at 8 a.m. That's one day. That's 24 hours. Sunday at 8 a.m. That's 48 hours. That's when most of us went to church. Jesus rose in 3 days. That would be 72 hours. So technically today is the day that he would have risen. So we'll talk about Esther a little bit today, and just some of y'all bugging and whatnot. But the kids are talking about that. The kids are talking about this man could walk on water, but he couldn't get a couple nails out of his hands. And I'm like, yo, chill out, bro. That's not the way it's supposed to go. Like, you know, it's he needed to go through that, you know, but, you know, whatever. My point in all of this is saying, even if it was at 6 p.m., Eric, it's still not 3 days. 3 days is 72 hours. But there's a lot of stuff. You're right. There's a lot of things that go into this The best way, even if I know people aren't going to like this, but I want you to hear me out. It's not 100%. I don't want to say 100% accurate because I don't want to diss anybody's belief systems. All I want to say is that if you call it the Christian mythos, which basically it's just like there are people who really believe in astrology and they believe in the Roman calendar and they believe in a lot of these different things. But you know, anyways, all that being said, it was some of these guys are too. And if you believe, you believe. If you don't, you don't. The biggest thing I want people to realize, if it's not for you, you can always choose to just shut the fuck up and let people enjoy things. And I think that's where we've really messed up at, is that we have lost sight as a society where we could just check in. Whoa, put up, we got to clap the clapping noise for my guy, Luke. Luke got a job. We need to get the old McDonald's. Remember the old McDonald's commercial? Chappelle did a skit on it, but like they made it seem like they tried to make it seem like my man got my man got a job. He's gonna get out of the hood because McDonald's gave him a part-time job. Calvin got a job. Like Luke got a job. Shout out to my hurricane, Luke. Got a job. I'm sitting here trying to send this shit off. Yeah, I'm just gonna put check out my show. I don't really know what else to say, like when I'm trying to put this shit on Twitter, because it really doesn't matter. Like, comb over the eye real quick, Miles, because there's a big ass eye on the thing that we look at. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's gonna always be double, triple, quadruple, like the YouTube people on X just don't give a fuck. They will not follow instructions. But whatever, man. Let's go. So it was Easter. We'll talk about Easter a little bit more and the world hitting the panic button on shit that they truly don't care about. What's the first thing we got up here? Oh, we got the spring game. For those who aren't aware, Easter floats, right? So Jesus didn't even die last Friday or rose yesterday. We don't know what date because it follows a pagan calendar system, and it's a reason why. But next year, I want you guys to know that 420 is going to be Easter. But this year, 420 is FSU spring game. It's also supposed to be allegedly Hitler's birthday. It's also International Smokers Day. It's a lot of other different things. But for this year, we decided to have our spring game on the 20th. Now, as of today, until I change that shit, which will probably be this afternoon, you can still get this for $20. You can still get this tickets right now. If you go on my pinned tweet, you can go click on the link for Ticket Tailor, and you can still purchase tickets to the spring game for $20. But I can promise you after today, it will be up to $40. It's still a great value. It goes toward all of the different things that we do in the community to try to eradicate hunger, try to help people become a little bit smarter, try to give kids school supplies, a bunch of other different things that we do and we try to accomplish with the MFTK Foundation. This is our thing. It's the reason why we do it this way is it's the family reunion tailgate. We don't want people to have to struggle, you know, to get to a game. Come enjoy. I love all of this. You know, it's great. So I'm all for that. Please check that out. Support us, all of those different things. Going to the next thing, we're 500, just a little, 500 away from getting to 6,000. Once we get to 6,000, we will be giving away 3 gifts. So everybody listen to my Twitter. This is why we need y'all to come on over to YouTube, because if that day we hit 6,000, you being on X, you're not going to be able to get the bread. You feel me? So, like, once we hit that 6,000, we give away $500 to somebody who listens to Big Games BS. We also give away 2 more giveaways now. We will give away $100 to a member. That means you're a greenie. Memberships cost $3.99 all the way up to $100. Depends on which level you want. We will also give away the amount of likes for that show. So this is housekeeping rules for when we get to it. So we've given away for everything except for, shout out to Adrian, we will give, Adrian's been a member for the entirety since we've been able to have membership. So I appreciate that. You know, but yes, Adrian and Lisa will have, actually, bottom line is Adrian and Lisa will have a list to the tailgate, and they will be able to point you in the right direction. In fact, I'm probably going to put in the member chat on the YouTube a special code for 36 Mafia members and higher for you to be able to get your tailgate ticket so we can make that easier so you'll have it already. Well, that's what we'll do. It is, you won't be able to see it if you're not a 36 Mafia member or higher, but I'll do that sometime this afternoon. But yeah, bottom line is the goal is to have 10,000 subs before football season. If we get to 10,000 subs, we will give away a pair of season tickets to FSU or whatever your favorite team is, and we will have a parking pass that will go with it for the FSU. There will be no stripper poles at this family reunion tailgate. I can't say that for all of the tailgates. This is a kid-friendly tailgate, and yeah, so all of that jazz. So moving on to the next thing. We got this thing going. Like, I got this thing. It's called, it's like this anonymous, is NGL, not gonna lie. I like doing it. A lot of people are cowards in this world. They subliminally shoot shots and do all these things. And I'm like, man, you know what? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You're gonna miss this one. But at the end of the day, you never know. I can't know. Like, somebody put, when we gonna hang out? Bitch, I don't know who you are right now. You are sending this anonymous. But somebody asked, what am I going to do tomorrow, yesterday? And I'm like, I'm going to do a lot of shit, try to take over the world. Same thing I do every week. But that's one of those things where we need, I like that, ask your sports questions, ask whatever different things that you want. You might get the answer. You might catch me on the right day, and I might say some cool shit to you. Shout out to, we're going to do this MFTK moment. MFTK, Jeff Allen put poll at the Miami game, just bring your own strip. It's not about not having the strippers, guys. I don't, trust me, I can get those here. I can get those anywhere. The business that we're in, we can get cheek clappers, but I'm trying to make sure this is proper. For guys, Jesus rose today, man. Like, what are we doing right now? This is 3 days from Friday. Like, man, this is a positive, uplifting show. We're not trying to, you know, even though I think that is positive, uplifting to admire the goddess's body, the woman's body on a pole. But, you know, this is not what the show is about. This is why my shows are getting yellow things with the money sign now. They are literally coming in and saying, like, this show isn't for everybody. We cannot roll credits on this show. But anyway, shout out to Chris with Sporadics. What up, Big Game James? What jersey you wearing? Kansas City Monarchs. Basically, diversity. That's what I may do. I'm going to, for the whole month of March, is going to be my call to diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm going to make sure everybody understands why the world is a better place because of DEI. We don't do a good enough job in Black History Month because all we talk about is Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and the same people. We don't know about, you know, the guy who basically invented the modern way we do heart surgeries. Without this Black guy who actually was paid the same wages as a janitor, who never went to medical school but ended up teaching medical school at the end of the day, we would not have this. We would not have stoplights if it wasn't for a Black person. It's a lot of things that, you know, for whatever reason, people believe that if a Black person is in power, that person must have been given this job over a white person. But this is the Kansas City Monarchs. When baseball was not integrated, we had the Negro Leagues, which everybody stopped and paid attention to more. And the Negro Leagues actually brought in more money than the actual MLB, but they weren't allowed to play as often as the MLB. And one of the reasons why the Negro League went so long is because the monies was so high that they made on the weekends, the pro teams that they would sell out when they didn't play. It was incredible how much money was made. And Satchel, I'm wearing a Satchel, basically like a Satchel Page or whatever. I went to the Negro League Museum in Kansas City. I encourage everybody to go check it out. It's such a dope museum. And if you can, get the guy who runs the museum to give you the tour. Ah, he sat there and he will talk to you for 2 to 3 hours. Like, I like baseball after talking to him. Okay, cool. It looks like we're gonna have, here, listen to me. My pilgrims. You can go ahead and push what Chris just put. Chris is saying we're gonna have Oyster City beer. They're gonna give him a number for some sponsorship. Don't know how much beer they're giving us, people, but the beer will be beard. I am not in control of the beer. I told you guys I give up hope when it comes to quenching you guys' thirst. I never knew how much you like beer. But we will always try. If anybody wants to sponsor the tailgate, we're always open to really, you want to just give trade. That's the most important thing. But again, that's what the jersey that I'm wearing. Go to the first MFTK thing. This MFTK moment is sponsored by Oyster City Beer. Again, on your Easter stuff. And CJ Wilson Puss, we got to start roasting these kids. This is a pastor. And his name is Chaim Solomon. And a kid said, you're the only pastor in America that dresses like Triple H. He kind of looks more like, like, I'm not saying he is, but I am saying what he is, what he gives to me. He gives me a little sassy blade more than he gives Triple H. But these kids will say whatever they want to say and put, and you know, just, that's what the kids say the darndest things, basically. So we'll go to the next thing. But yeah, these kids is wild, man. I am not a fan of 707, but I don't hate anybody, but this is basically what I view. This is what real coaches hear when they talk about their kids are doing 707. Wait a minute, hold up, go back. Ain't you supposed to be doing something? Black Mule call. Wait a minute. Ain't y'all the ones who can we see if Jeff is with Jeff? Jeff, are y'all the ones who sponsor them ops? They sponsor War Chant. But I'm with it though. I like coffee. You know me. Miles is drinking coffee right now. I go to the same place. I go to the same place every day. All the time. Okay, my bad. I apologize. I did not mean to offend you. Even if you did support the ops, we like coffee around here. So, like, yes, bring coffee. Hit me up at BigGameJames_36. You can definitely hit me up offline. We will definitely we can chat. Coffee saves a lot of lives. Without coffee, people would be dead. And Chris is wilding right now. Did you see what Chris put about this? This pastor, this man of the cloth? No. Scroll up a little bit. So it's fucking hilarious. I love it. Chris been hanging around the wrong people, sporadics, too long. He's just starting to talk like people. Chris said, dude looks like RuPaul. Did RuPaul finally come out into his truth? Because he was acting like he just liked to dress like a woman, but like, is he like actually admitting now that he likes peen? Because again, nobody cares. We all know. But anyways, go down and just let's play the yeah, because I don't know, nobody likes dressing like a woman like that much, though. Come on, bro. Like this vibes. Let's listen to what 707 coaches do, because this is the craziest thing.
So the Z, we're going post, corner, post, slot. We're going wheel, fake the stop, vertical, then running back right up the seam, and that's who we're trying to hit. There's going to be a gap.
That's impossible.
Johnny, shut up, dude. Like, I'm not, if you keep complaining, I'm not going to take you on that college visit tour. Sorry, what? What'd you say? Of course my backpack has something in it. Like, I got my playbook in here. I got my Sharpies backpack in here. Of course. Yeah, you know, I mean, last year we sent like 100 kids on to scholarships, full ride, all D1, just through our program. You know, wait, what'd you say? You said they already had the offers before they got here? It's not important, dude. They were on my team. They're on my 707. I got them in college. Just
that's
me.
The craziest right, so the part Z right there is, man, they'll tell you we have 1,000 people with scholarships on our 707 team. Bitch, like, they got like 3 of my guys. And I'm like, yo, bro, my man was a 5-star before he even knew you existed. Like, they take it all. Like, oh, your coaches don't know what they're talking about. Then I got kids asking me, hey, coach, hey, man, how can I get on this campus? I'm like, bitch, ask your 707 coach then. They since they know everything, like, what did the Monique say in Precious? Since you know everything, you went to college and shit. So go ask them cats, man. But I ain't gonna hate on them, dog, because they be flying these kids first class. They treat them like 50 Cent treated Mace. And when the crazy part is this, you want to know what 7-0, because you know how I always describe 7-on-7 in general. I said, recruiting in 7-on-7 is the weirdest shit in the world. It's a bunch of grown-ass men that are getting paid off of hyping up little boys wearing tights, very little clothing, little helmets, sweating and glistening and touching on other boys, and they go on all these trips with them. You don't even know these people pass background checks for them, for the vast majority of them. Then they take credit for the kids. It's like a Diddy party. It's basically they're at a Diddy. These are the people when y'all want to know what the signs are. Who would let their kids go to a Nickelodeon and do this? Y'all the same motherfuckers sending y'all kids with grown-ass men that you don't know about for money, that are getting paid money to ship your kids all around. That's all I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that your kid got diddled, but it's the diddle behavior. It's the diddler behavior that you're not paying attention to. Like, you know what I have to – let me tell you as a coach in Duval County School what I had to do. 7-on-7 is grooming. It might not be just sexual grooming, but them motherfuckers is grooming. I promise you that. They ain't gonna like it, but that's okay. I'm not a groomer. I gotta pass a background check, a piss test. I gotta get paid very, very little money. And this is what coaches in public schools have to do now. They have to pay their own money to go take classes in order to get paid less than minimum wage to coach your children. But those are the ones that you hold to the standard of not getting your kids scholarships. The ones who actually have to basically pay in order to be around your kids instead of the guys that you pay, or they're getting paid a lot of money from these schools to be able to bring these boys to them. If we just really take a step back and forget about the scholarships and the ball player for, well, my bad. If we take, that's pause. Like, we take a step back and just write it out and just, like, read it or, like, listen to it, is creepy behavior. It is creeper behavior, guys. But it's okay. That's what you feel is getting your kid the scholarships, even though they had the scholarships before. I had one kid tell me, this is how we're going to get NILs. And I'm like, bro, I can promise you, you going up there and visiting a bunch of other schools or playing in these tournaments in little-ass shorts and a little propeller hat is not going to get these coaches to like you any more than they fucking like you right now. If that were the case, when May 1st hits, no college coaches would be on high school campuses. Just telling you. That's all I'm saying. You know, take for that what it is. There are some really, really dope ones, but even the dope ones, hey man, the behavior's a little diddlier. It's a little diddly. Just imagine, like, you're going out right now. Hey man, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? I'm Big Game James. Okay, cool. How do you make a living? Well, I take underage boys on trips across the country on my weekends, on my free time. Like, you know, I get paid to do that. So you're just doing it from the heart? No, I get paid thousands of dollars to do this shit. We fly them all around the country. I just babysit boys. I babysit boys. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, if you really think about it, if a grown man, if you're ladies, because a lot of times it's single mothers, because I'm not going to hate on you. I'm not. We're getting into that time. This show going to always talk to you about the real. We're getting to that time of year where you're going to hear the saddest fucking stories the last weekend in April. Like, no fathers are ever present in the households of the good kids. Like, they died in some kind of strange shit. They've gotten arrested or whatever. But, like, ladies, single moms, if you went on a date and a dude said, hey, man, when can we go out? Well, you know, every weekend I'm with little boys. Like, that don't sound weird. Like, would you date? Like, I know Adrian's a single mother. No, not putting a business out there. She's a great one. But, like, Adrian, if a dude came up to you and said, hey, man, how I pay my bills is I go and I watch and I babysit little boys across country. I take them out of town and I babysit little boys. That's how I earn my living. Now, you would probably think a little bit like, it was outside of football. It's a little weird. I don't know how I feel about that, but, you know, whatever. If that's what you guys do, more power to you. But I'm just saying, when you spell it out like that, What does Godfather say? Hey, I never judge a man about how he earns a living, but your business is a little risky for me. Even Don Corleone would say that shit. But there's nothing wrong. Go, man, do the diddly or pop. Diddy bop. Do the little diddy bops and do your thing, man. But as I always tell the Jits, I'm like, hey, man, I don't need to make my money off of you. I'm going to always be there for you, even when you suck. Because the statistics say you're going to suck. People don't like that when I tell the kids that. I don't mean they're going to suck, but statistics tell you that. Going on to the next thing, we got another MFTK moment. Here's what I do believe when I see a lot of people say that these football players suck. I could do that job or anything like that. Jalen Ramsey, elite athlete. Shout out to Florida State. He's in Brazil. We're bringing football to the Brazilians. And this is a camp. He's just, he's doing this. This is what you look like when you call a professional athlete sorry. So I just want you guys to take a gander at this. Now, this is a child, but same concept happens. Sometimes you guys say MFTK and teach him a lesson. I think in life we need to bring back pros versus Joes. Like to really put these social media guys back in their place. Too many people calling elite athletes fat, elite athletes slow, they're sorry, and they can't do nothing. They need to be held accountable. Yeah, it's a Brazilian child, Mike Hall. Like it could be anything. That person could be a grown ass man. Like in Brazil, there's no birth certificates. Oh, shout out to my children's great grandmother, Miles's grandma, TJ's grandma. Her birthday is on April Fool's. At least I think so. She got two birthdays. But again, Spanish people don't have to have birth certificates like everybody else has birth certificates. Like she was born in an actual village, and I think the day she was born and then the day she got a birth certificate are two different things. They gave her her birth certificate on the day that her family brought her to get her damn birth certificate, which was like a week or two later. So like nobody actually knows how old she is. We do know she's old. She's long in the tooth. She's been here. She's been here every day. When I first found out about her, Talladega Nights had just came out. And one of the greatest scenes in Talladega Nights is when the dude says, hey, it's my grandmother's 85th birthday. What should I get her? And the dude just says, a coffin. I said, she's not dying anytime soon, man. She eats nothing but salt and sugar. Her insides are jerky. Like, she is good. She's pure. She's mummified. We will all die before she dies. Like, I have this belief that when some people just get to a certain age, they are living to just be spiteful of everybody. But she could do everything better than most of us could do. So happy Ishtar, as I stated and started this. I won't go into the details of how this holiday started, but here's what I will go into details on. And then I'll probably go into the details of where this holiday started and where it came from. I'm here to tell you, man, I hope you enjoyed the fuck out of your holiday, man. I hope somebody grew. I am a proponent of when people are like, why do we have to add more holidays? I'm a proponent of why do you care? Add more holidays. All this is another opportunity to grill, be with loved ones, party. Like that's what the holidays are supposed to be about. Life's too hard, man. Like to really care as deeply as what a lot of people care about. And a lot of this stuff is for clout. Now this, I will be honest with you. I'm with you. This whole press release was about clout from Joseph R. Biden. That being said, this has been an international holiday since 2009. This is not a new thing. But Biden's white, like, but Owen, people being so outraged is a new thing. The Biden White House has released a statement proclaiming that tomorrow, Easter Sunday, is now Transgender Visibility Day. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. And he's saying a whole bunch of other stuff. The White House did some different things like that. I didn't even know this was a thing until a heterosexual male tweeted about it. Again, that's the irony in it. I have no problem with people in the consonants. I have consonant families. I didn't see any of this from any of them. None of the gay people talked about this. The only people out, it's kind of like when Black people ask for certain things and then they gave us like a holiday. We didn't ask for the fucking holiday. We asked to vote. We asked for this. We didn't ask for that. It's like, they didn't even ask for this, but it happened. And then people are like, oh my God, without even recognizing the fact that Jamal, can we push what Jamal put? It's not both, but again, and the only reason I say this one, I'm not saying that Jesus did not die and did not rise on the third day. I'm saying that he died and he rose on the third day, a different day, every day of every day that we've all been alive. December 25th is December 25th every year. That is Christ's birthday, even though the numbers and the things suggest that he was born in Easter, born during Easter time. But the point is that we know December 25th is going to always be his thing. I don't even know what never mind. We're not even gonna Hurricane 313. We're not gonna acknowledge, we don't acknowledge losers. If you're gonna say something, come give us a little bit more, or wait till we talk about FSU. We're talking about your people right now, Hurricane 313. We're talking about the transgender holiday. So enjoy that. But, and I didn't even know that it's based upon the moon, that Easter is based upon, and Ramadan is based upon the moon. I had to learn that from Neil deGrasse Tyson. But I just, like, the amount of people that were so outraged and upset about this is crazy, because what's wild is it's going to be 420 next year, which I want to know what the outrage is going to be like that when I blaze up and smoke a little bit on Easter. Can I smoke for him being risen? Is that okay? Because I want to know what's cool and what's kosher and what's not kosher. But I think we got some other stuff on there that's a little more educational about the holiday. Again, just party, have a good time, enjoy it. Oh, by the way, this was crazy. They literally bombed Jesus's hometown yesterday on Easter. Like, that's more the thing that we should be upset about, is why are they bombing over there where Jesus came up at? That's not cool. I'll click on the next thing. Now, this is funny. Breaking news, Nazarite guard Jesus Christ has entered his name into the transfer portal. Like, they're talking about his risen, he entered the portal. What kind of NIL deals would Jesus have had? I think he would have had a mean sandals deal. Like, that man, them sandals had to be the greatest sandals on earth as much as he walked, especially when Kanye made that song about it. Going to the next thing. We'll go back to that in a little bit. I remember when this was the biggest scandal of Easter. This man wore a clean ass cream suit. That was the biggest thing. Now here's again, not me, one of the smartest men on the earth. He's talking about how we get to this holiday. I learned this the other day. It's 49 seconds of your life. I would like you guys to learn this. It's not going against, believe what you want to believe. I do believe that something happened like that, but there's why we celebrate Easter the way we celebrate it.
Do you ever wonder why the date of Easter is not the same date every year? Christmas, December 25th. Of Easter is not the same date every year? Christmas, December 25th. Independence Day, July 4th. Okay? Easter. When the hell is Easter? You got to look that one up. Okay, it's because it is connected to the moon. Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon after the March equinox. That's Easter. Every year. Ever since 1582, Easter on the Gregorian calendar. What that does is ensure that Easter will never migrate so far out of that range of dates that it coincides with Passover. You can't have Easter and Passover on the same day. You ever wonder why the date of Easter is
like,
not?
So a lot of times we just follow things and we don't know why it is. But you know, that's it. Charles Walker put a conspiracy that Jesus is 6 feet tall, 16 feet tall. I don't think he was a Nephilim. Those would be the giants from the Old Testament. That's why the flood came. Is the flood came? Never mind. I don't want to get into all of this with y'all. But I don't believe that Jesus was the soft, meek person that they like to portray. I think Jesus, if you want to ask me, when I was in college, I think Jesus looked like Greg Jones. I think he was like 6'3", 250, diesel, because he was a carpenter, worked with his hands. And I believe, like, because again, the way they put him, like he's like this petite, meek person. If he started flipping over tables in the church, that's not scaring anybody. But if Greg Jones or somebody who looks like the Incredible Hulk starts flipping over churches, man, boy, let me tell you this, that is terrifying. That would be a little scary. I'm a little scary right there. So, but anyways, that's my whole thing on that. But if you go back to the one thing, Miles, that I put, where was it? No, not that one. We're fine with those. Go back one more. Right here. Here's the thing, what I want us to start trying to do in 2024. And this would cause us to have to go to Alpha Male Clinic or Alpha Clinic online. We got to stop giving energy to shit that we don't like or believe in. If we start doing that, then we're going to be good. Damn, this man taking that diversity, equity, inclusion shit to the next level. All right, Ron. Anyways, going to the next thing. That's enough about Esther. Love the holidays, man. Be with your family. This is something. Stop giving energy to the shit that you don't like. Like this. I don't necessarily, like when I see Lil Nas X, my kid likes Industry Baby, but I don't watch the videos. I move on. I know he's crazy and all that different shit. But Lizzo is somebody that I'm intrigued with. Sorry, everybody has their thing. I like midgets and Lizzo. But Lizzo made a proclamation that I don't think anybody cares about. And if you go to the next thing, Miles. Yeah, not that. No, I'm saying all of that's done. Go to the next thing. Like Lizzo made something that nobody really cares about. She put out this. What's still funny is her Twitter, her IG, Lizzo be eating, because she do. She said, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want to do is make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better place than I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. My character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespected my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit. Stop living your life for the approval of others. I mean, she's a big one. Like, she catches strays. Candace Owens had the realest bar when it came to Lizzo. Like, Lizzo, nobody's imposing their will on Lizzo. Lizzo imposes her lifestyle on others. When you butt-ass naked, when you got a G-string on, and that's the only thing you're wearing to a New York Knicks game and you're sitting courtside, guess what? You're going to catch a couple of jokes. Anybody will catch a couple of jokes. People pick on Cam Newton in the way he dresses. People pick on Shannon Sharp in the way he talks and the way he dresses. People pick on people, period. This is why I don't think everybody was made to have the platforms that they have. Like, you got to get tough skin. It's the trolling nature of America. It's too bad. I hate it for a lot of people. As I keep saying, the more people spend as much energy as most people spend more energy being good at something as opposed to trolling, they'd probably be celebrities too. But it happens. I actually like some of her music, but it is what it is. I'll go down to the next one. I stayed in this hotel, the Excalibur. And it's a hotel that's on the Vegas Strip. It is not one of the newer hotels, but I don't know if I 100% believe all of this story as much as weird as it is. But I also know Lizzo's a black woman, but my black women are getting a little bit weird. But this lady put my sister in Vegas for her birthday just to come back to her room for some random man sleep in her bed like Goldilocks. Excalibur Vegas, do y'all just give anyone keys to people's rooms? So this is I had a great time in Excalibur. It's a part of MGM Hotels, which is now a part of Marriott. They just need to renovate it, but I don't know how this happened. I don't know how these people are this calm. I'm grateful that this man was asleep, because if I was in a random room sleep and you woke me up, like, we've seen a lot of bad things happen this way. But push play on this, and you guys will see. This is why I don't.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
You in the wrong room.
Excuse me.
Big Daddy. Door closed.
Big Daddy.
Excuse me. Hello.
Big Daddy. You in the wrong room.
Big Daddy.
Hello.
He is asleep.
Excuse me, sir.
But, like, why not just call the police on this one right here? Like, a staff, like, so many. It's hard to protect somebody who don't want to be protected. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't. Like, you can't protect. If something would have bad happened to these women, they would have put all the hashtags protect black women. No, they did what white women. I'm going to state the obvious. State the thing that nobody wants to say. Nobody wants to say these things, but we pick on the wrong ethnicity and sex when it comes to scary movies. It's always the white woman or the white people that we always say going on trying to find shit. When in reality, black women start a lot of shit. Black women got to go investigate shit. Black women got to do a lot of stuff, and it gets a lot of people harmed. Like, I'm with you, Polo Kid. Got to be staged. But at the same time, it's not too far off the realm of possibility with me, because I've seen a lot of black women got to go investigate this shit. I would have opened that door, seen somebody, and I'd have walked my ass right back out and got on and got somebody else. This isn't real. Cougar Intruder, your name is amazing.
Who is that?
I don't Cougar know. Intruder. I love their name, though. You, sir, are dope. And I believe it's staged, but I also don't put nothing past this new generation of people. God ain't making them the way he used to make. I got, I don't even want to play that trauma porn. But speaking of, we're going to keep it to women. And we're going to go into what I wanted to talk about in the last show. The most important, it was my Xbox account forever ago. I love it, man. Awesome, man. Nothing better. I think I had one called Cougar Hunter at one point in my life. Everybody talks bad about NIL, right? NIL because they only focus on the football part of it. But has NIL done anything? Like, the best part about NIL, the case for NIL, is women's basketball. Because has women's basketball ever been this exciting? Like, women's college game is exponentially more exciting than the WNBA, the men's basketball game. And honest to God's truth, it's more exciting than the NBA until the playoffs happen. Because nobody plays their games in the NBA anyway. But think of the characters in which we have in women's hoops. Going down to women's hoops lit. You got coaches that we love. You've got, you know, this is a Don. We all know this is a Don Staley fan account right here. We love Don Staley here. The only person who doesn't like Don Staley right now is whoever the fuck listens to Jason Whitlock's show. Kim McConkie, or whatever her name is at LSU, she's dope for her own reasons. She's vilified. They try to, like, she's so cold that everybody tried to hype up this article that said absolutely nothing about her. But her press conference before it makes me feel like there's some more bad shit that she's done in this world. She just wasn't sure if her rounds was going to protect her like they wanted to. But she's so much of a goon that they protect her. Women's softball is dope. Like, the game is crazy. South Carolina got hoopers. Right tonight is going to probably be the most watched basketball night in quite some time. UConn got some hoopers. I think UConn plays Juju in them from USC. Yep. It's the first time. Like, this is how bad men's hoops is, right? The only person we're talking about is a guy who should be the starting left tackle for North Carolina State. And they were the 11th ranked seed, and they're coming in. But like nobody really thinks that they're gonna win. But in the women's game, you got South Carolina, who's going on an incredible streak, beating the fuck out of everybody. LSU versus Iowa, a rematch of last year's national championship, in which we all saw all of the different things. There's going to be so much excitement, so much back and forth going on in that one right there. That comes on at 7. And then at 9, UConn versus USC. UConn, probably one of the better, well-rounded teams in this tournament. USC was straight killers on that. So much so that Gilbert Arenas is talking about Juju because I think he knows her or whatever. But, like, if the teams that I expect to win, USC and Iowa, even though I would like LSU to win, you're going to see, like, you're going to see another basically Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese type moment there with Juju and Caitlin Clark going back and forth at each other. They play basketball. What's happening is women's sports has been so fundamental for so long that now you're adding in athleticism and it's getting exciting. It's like what I told people, like last year people talked about this. The Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark reminded me of the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson era in basketball when they left the NCAA, played in the championship coming into that. Like, Juju is a beast, and that's not even counting what South Carolina going to do. But again, that's two great basketball games. I don't know what's going on. I hope the NBA didn't put no games on tonight. It looked like they didn't. No, they got – hold on. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Hold on. They got – that's the 31st. Yeah, ain't nobody – nobody wants to watch the Celtics versus the Hornets, the Grizzlies versus the Pistons, the Nets versus the Pacers, the Trailblazers versus the Magic. The Hawks Bulls might be get played because it comes on at halftime. Like, most of these games suck in the NBA. Chris, that's an awesome April Fool's joke. I really want to I would really love to. I would love if that was true about FSU and Clemson leaving the Big Ten. But let's just go back. It's crazy because it's also making us go back in time because two of the better coaches in the game right now were ballers when they were in college. Dawn Staley was a baller, and Kim McHulkey was a baller. We got that Kim film. Like, and did you know that Kim is 6'4"?
No, I
thought she was short. And then look at this.
You well about Kim Mulkey, but this Martha Stewart-ass white woman can hoop.
Look at her, like,
get your ass in the corner.
I looked at it wrong. I had to
look at it wrong. The South has not seen a floor general like Kim Mulkey since Robert E. Lee. Look at her here.
Nice with it. Ooh, first move. Oh, pass, dish it. Listen, man. I know it was some brothers at Louisiana Tech. That's what she played. That was just like, hey, man, Dr. Umar going to have to understand. You know, she just got that golden girl vibe with her now because she's a little longer in the tooth. But like, man, mama was balling. Oh, played aggressive too. God, did you see the feet get set? Did you see the stomps? Well, she knew she did something. So what I bring this up to because they talk so bad about how LSU and how South Carolina, their brand of basketball. But their brand of basketball matches what their coach. You can only impart what you are, as a saying I have. So you can't make badasses if you wasn't a badass yourself. And she was she was bad. So now I kind of get where, you know, why Angel is the way that Angel is. So we got some other things. Because, again, Angel doing her thing. Shoot, they are way better than what you see. The funny thing, too, is remember anybody watch Martin in here? Remember when Martin said he could beat the women's dream team and they brought him on the show and it was mud stomping them? Like, sometimes while the women can't compete with the elite male athletes per se, a lot of us in this chat, they would beat the shit out of us. Like they I've never told this story before. So I used to hoop. I've been the same height since I was 11, right? So they had, I think it was Gus Macker or something like that, but they had this big 3-on-3 tournament in Tallahassee. And me, my god brother Steven, my god brother Darian, and I think we had one other person. Like, we signed up for this. And me and Steven could hoop. Darian was a pretty aggressive athlete. We all hit puberty for real. Darian never really hit puberty. He's still short, but whatever. So we go in there. We sign up for our, I think we were in the 12U division. And our 12U team, there were no guys in our division. So we automatically won. It was played at Tallahassee Community College. It might have been Hoop It Up. It might not have been. Gus Macker, it was in Ohio. I think my dad signed me up for that one in Columbus, one of the summers that I was there. But we go in, and they're like, you know what? There is no boys. There's no girls. So you guys are going to go play, right? Man, them girl whooped our ass so bad, bro. Because they were like, these were some girl who I want to say, if I remember correctly, that Tam, we played against Tam Arnold's team. So a lot of people don't know who Tam Arnold is. She was a big, she hooped in Tallahassee, but you know who her son is right now. Her son is Tyrion Arnold, who played cornerback for Alabama this year, who's going to be one of the top Alabama recruits. I believe it was Tam's team. It might not, but I know Tam used to hoop heavy. And, man, I'm talking about, though, I went up for a shot, and this girl was at least 6'3", 6'4". Man, she threw my shit into the stands, dog. And I was, like, embarrassed. Like, and we did it. We won some free shoes. We won our division. We were champs. But we took an L to the chicks. Sometimes you got to know when to shut the fuck up when you're dealing with some real hoopers. Because some of these girls... In my gym, when I had two badass female trainers. It was Coach Tara and Coach Stephanie. Tara, both of them played for the Jacksonville Breeze, the LFL team, the Lingerie Football League team that was here. Tara could do everything that our boy athletes could do. And when they would be like, hey, Coach Tara, I don't know how to do these stand-ups with the 45-pound plate. And she'll get down there and just make it look so easy. And she's doing this for All-American high school football players. And she's showing them like how much stronger, how much more explosive she is to their prepubescent lifestyles. They didn't know how to handle it sometimes. Hold on. But anyways, that's what we're going with that. But click on the next link, Miles, so we can keep again. Women's hoops are lit, is basically what I'm suggesting. So one of the crazy things, I will say this, is it's the misogyny, right? I'll give the women this. This is misogyny in this. MJ talks shit. Kobe Bean Bryant talks shit. LeBron James talks shit. Everybody talks shit. Angel Reese is a competitor. Baby with them long-ass eyelashes and the llama look at times, she's a competitor. She tells people to get their bread up because she's one of the highest-paid NIL athletes right now. She also tells coaches to watch their mouth after they win. Same as the little white girl that looks like Kim McCulkey that can't transfer from Louisville to LSU. She had the braids and she was ready to fight somebody last tournament. But she has some things to say too. But like, this is everything that Angel does, they highlight and make it seem like she's just a terrible person when you're catching them with the adrenaline and at the worst possible moments. This is what athletes do. I don't know what you guys want. They're athletes, whether they're female or not. They're not going to be wearing berets and just look cute all the time. Sportmart asked me. I mean, she is sexy as Llama Jamal. I'm not saying that in the mean way. Like, I just, ever since they put that picture, but like, that's a tree I'd climb.
Is anybody asking what the coach said?
Nobody's asking what the coach said. Like, coaches don't talk shit. They got a girl from Baltimore that they want to be something that she ain't. And she's being who she is until she ain't. My man asked who I got, Clark or Reese. No, Angelo. No, I would not use that terminology with Angel. Angel can get it. Angelo trying to make me use my terminology to put her in a child's place. I'm not. She's grown. It's a grown-ass woman. She's not adorable. She's sexy. It's a difference. Not doing that. Oh, not doing that, man. Sports Mark has James. Who you got, Clark or Reese? I know I've been people. The black community and delegation don't want me to like Kim because her views. I think because she votes, she's a 4-5 gal. I don't care about none of that. She's a 4-5 gal, but she understands where her bread is buttered. She's got a team full of hood chicks. I love that shit. It's so Bobby Bowden-esque. I love it. I'm going with LSU, man. I'm going with the people from the boot. I need them to win. No offense, because we're going to talk about Caitlin here in a second because it's not fair. But that's what she said. Go into the next thing. And I think this is when, again, our porcelain pilgrim princess. Oh, no, they're talking. So, again, click on the Ben Bolts. The LA Times did their article based off of the Washington Post, even though this guy is from Albany, New York, but whatever. Oh, no, that's where the game was. So this is this article was so bad that the LA Times had to go back and edit some of the things that were in it. And I'm sorry for those who need to know. It's tough for me to say this, but like, what's her name? The black, she's the awkward black girl. She wrote Insecure. She wrote Insecure. Anyway, she says she vote. She going to vote for anyone black. That's her thing. But Ben Bosch put, this isn't just a basketball game. It's a reckoning. Picking sides goes well beyond school allegiance. Do you prefer America's Sweethearts or its dirty debutantes? Milk and cookies or Louisiana hot sauce? It got worse when he went down, like so bad that they made him change.
No.
Like, we click on Chris when Chris said, you goddamn right, Chris. Like cook up just right. Yeah, you just, it's gonna go up a little bit more right there. Damn, big game change. Try to give Reese the full D if anyone. I'm trying to give her an NIL deal, dog. Yeah. But this is the reason why, man. Look at this retort. Look at this response by Angel, man. This is great. She put, we love milk and cookies. Like, she's like, why you gotta hate on Louisiana hot sauce? Why you gotta hate? Why we can't have both? Angel Reese is crazy, dog. This is an amazing troll job. I hate that they don't give the women. This is discrimination, though. Like, why they can't get like the real Chips Ahoy? Like, why they gotta get the little mini servings, man? Stop. Let these women eat. Stop trying to guard their weight. Give them girls the double stuff, full pack of Oreos like you would give the guys. They deserve more. But no, that was funny because of what that guy said. I mean, the article was like, you're like, yo, you wild. Another one, though, but our porcelain. Oh, yeah, because it comes right here. I got the full thing right here from the LA Times. This isn't just a basketball game. It's a reckoning. Picking sides goes well beyond school allegiance. Do you prefer America's Sweethearts or its dirty debutantes? So I guess Iowa, basically. Iowa is the team they're playing. Do you prefer the all-white team or do you prefer the dirty ones? Milk and cookies or Louisiana hot sauce? The team that wants to grow women's basketball or the one seemingly hell-bent on dividing it? The coach who embraces reporters or the one who attacks them? The tender star player or the one who taunts? No, this was them going. This was them when they played against UCLA. I'm glad they lost. But it's just funny that's how this guy described them. Like UCLA, this make them. All right, pause from sports. I just want you to realize that this man basically DEI'd the article. Like, this is what we see. This is what I see when I read some of the nonsense that people post. Do you want the people who divide? How is LSU dividing America? And UCLA isn't. Like, I don't even know anything about UCLA, so I couldn't do that. But why are they dirty? And when they put Dirty Debbie Thompson, maybe all I could think about was Michael Jackson's song Dirty Diana. Like, but we got the porcelain, our porcelain princess. Actually, I think they got both of them. Oh, yeah. So go click on the next one, Miles, so we can see the Shannon Sharpies. So before we listen to it, this is the article. So this is the full article so that you guys can get the full saying. That's what I just read, right? So I want y'all to see this on the show. Now, Miles, go to the next clip is what the redacted article states. Now it's like, this isn't just a basketball game. It's a reckoning. Picking side goes well beyond school allegiance. Update, 10:10 p.m., March 30th, 2024. A previous version of this commentary did not meet Time's editorial standards. It's been updated. And they cut out the Dirty Debutantes, the Louisiana hot sauce, and all the other stuff. But this is what we need more of to be able to change the narrative in America. So, Miles, now we can go to that same thing, push over all the way to where we can get our...
I think there's a lot of...
that describes why she thinks LSU gets the hate.
I think there's a lot of situations that play into it. But I think, you know, we do have a lot of Black women on this team. We do have a lot of people that are from
can
different areas.
Can we push
areas,
pause real quick on that? And I like the way she said
you know,
it.
That know bias what? Does exist still.
Miles, while I'm talking about it, because there's a question by Londa asked, can you go Google I'm a strong Black woman by a white girl, said by a white girl? There was this thing that I used to talk about Danielle Kelly 21 when we were on our show. And this white girl comes on and says, you are not. She's talking to her parents. This is when identifying first started. It's like, you are not the boss of me. I am my own person. I am a strong Black woman. Yo. It was a little white girl that was blonde. Was that Haley Von Lith? I'm dead serious. One is the most hilarious thing, cutest hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. That's it. That is her. It came out 2016, so we're in 24. So can we get that up there? Like. Obviously people in the comments on that hated that as well. They're like, what if she said, what a little Black girl said she was a strong white woman. Like, it's fuck all that, man. This shit is cute and hilarious. So push this first, and then we're going to go back to Lilith. And I want y'all to hear how she said Black. I think it's on mute still, Miles.
You are not influence me. I am my own person. I am a strong Black woman. You are not influence me. I am my own Let's person. Look. I am a strong Black woman.
So this is a girl. Now, this was 8 years ago. It could have been Van Lilith. Let's go back and look at our porcelain princess. And go back a little bit because and listen how she emphasizes the BL. I think that we might have her.
I think there's a lot of situations that play into it. But I think, you know, we do have a lot of Black women on this team. We do have a lot of people that are from different areas. And unfortunately, you know, that bias does exist still today. And a lot of the people that are making those comments are being racist towards my teammates. And, you know, I'm in a unique situation where I see with myself, you know, I'll talk trash and I'll get a different reaction than if Angel talks trash. And so it's really
now, mind you, she's bringing up the truth because this is the girl
I have a duty
last year after she beat somebody, she was ready to fight when they went through fighting Black
girls that were using that article
after they went through the line.
Very sad and upsetting. And, you know, I actually didn't want us to read the article before the game because hearing stuff like that, it's not
that
right.
Is that and the guy who wrote the article, Miles? Oh, we got to put him on the Summer Jam
screen. Always motivating. I think, you know, calling us basically the dirty debutantes, like, that's that has nothing to do with sports, and that is not that's not motivating.
Londa, that goes to answer your question. Like,
read that, because I think she definitely can crush your soul.
I'm shocked she's not. She got to be something.
Ever say that about us?
She has some kind of black sorority. I know that.
Again, you know, obviously,
I bet she can scroll her ass off too.
I know for a fact that people see us differently because we do have a lot of black women on our team who have an attitude.
Nah, she a neck snapper.
Like to talk trash.
Definitely a neck snapper. One of the things about Delta,
at the end of the day,
I remember seeing my godmother. She'd been a Delta my whole life. I never seen her stroll until I was a grown ass man. And I seen her do that thing, and I thought she was literally going to like break her neck. How hard and strong she snapped her neck. The Deltas, it's an amazing thing. Black, white, Mexican, doesn't matter what you are. If you want to be impressed, watch black women stroll or watch Omega step. Omega stepping is the most athletic shit that you've ever seen in your life. I'm shocked that more Omegas don't have ACL tears. But can we put this guy who wrote this article? Like, sometimes you have to read the room, right? And by reading the room, when you're writing something, kind of take a step back and wonder if they're going to roast me for this. Because I'm not even going to hold you. Like, when he wrote it, I felt this. This is what I envisioned. Could you see me writing this shit? Like, could you see James writing this? Like, the dirty debutantes versus the Barbies. The milk and cookies, because everything that's pure. The milk and sugar cookies. Snickerdoodle, if you will. Versus Louisiana hot sauce. You know, that hot sauce messes up my stomach. Can't have anything spicy. We like our food bland. Shout out to the Nilla Wafer gang. It was your day yesterday. Yes, Loud is right. The porcelain princesses or the dark knights. Like, the world could be so much more fun and more hilarious, right? The world would be so much more fun and more hilarious if people would just own who they are, right? Like, just write it. Write what you want to write, dog. If you're going to get in trouble, like, the worst place to be is hell on accident. Like, if you're going to go to hell, man, go get front state, get real estate property. Get good stuff, man. Don't go up there and be subliminal with your hate. Go all out. Yeah. Like, that's the only problem I have with the DEI rhetoric. With some of this stuff is that you want to say something, say it. And it's like I don't even remember the movie, but the old black dude from Crooklyn, when he basically said, the guy was like, they were talking about hip hop. It's a world where I couldn't say it. What if I said the N word? That'd be hypocritical. And he just said, well, say it. What did you say? What it is that you want to say? Like, he's like, nah, did you know I can't say it? Sure you can. This is America. Say what it is that you want to say. You know what? I'll say it with you. Come on, man. Just say it. The problem is that it's not an opinion. It's a coded language and a thinly veiled attempt to just say the shit that you want to say. And it's such cowardice when you say it. And it's the guys that y'all come up here and say, well, you can't, like, you've never been in a fight in your whole world, in your life, man. Yo, Eric Puss is great. The wildest thing about All in the Family is that Archie Bunker, the guy who plays him, was the most non-racist man in America. He was playing a caricature of what America was like, but it was the realest shit. And I like the fact that my man come back with calling him a honky. The crazy part is people love to be able to spew their hate or their opinions, but hate the confrontation that comes with it. Say what you want to say, but stand on that shit. That's the problem. Why did y'all take the editorial down? I know about writing. Everything has to go through an editor before it even gets published. Nobody has free reign to just publish something without somebody reading the shit. So the LA Times is cowards. This guy's a coward. Just say what the fuck you mean and mean what the fuck you say. If you bout that life, be bout that life, man. That's the crazy part. Again, to quote one of the craziest men in America, Kanye West, don't ever fix your face like collagen to say something where you're going to end up apologizing. Because I don't. He has some bars, dog. He has some bars, bro. Like, I don't like that shit. I don't like fake apologies. You ain't like me, man? Cool. Don't like me, man? Fuck you. That's what I'm going to say back to you. And if you wanna do something, let's go to Top Lot 19. Don't be surprised if your ass get thrown the fuck off.
You bring a good point. How does the editor let this out? Unless they wanted the attention.
That's the problem is people want the attention, but they want a specific type of attention. They don't want the other attention that's coming with it. He wrote like a stamp like this. I would be so mad if he was really about that and they made him edit it, I'd have been mad. It's like, nah, I meant what I said.
Yeah, he kind of looks like he don't have no black people in his life. He don't care.
Or that's, again, and this is why I have such a multi, like, so I got, shout out to my home, shout out to Lisa that's in the chat. Love Lisa. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to a bunch of people. I got Scott, Strip Club Scott. For those who don't know, Strip Club Scott is very white. And the fact that Strip Club Scott employs a ton of black people. You know what happens when Scott does something that he's a little questionable about? You know what Scott takes the time to do? Hey, big game. Hey, big cat, let me talk to you. Hey. Got this black woman, she's getting on my nerves. Got a fire. What do you think? How's this gonna look? Well, why are you firing her, Scott? Well, you know, she shows up late, she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that, blah, blah, blah.
Gosh, you got it.
Right. I was like, I've been around him enough. And I'm like, Scott, you have every reason to fire. But, you know, I don't because I say, Scott, you cool. You're not racist. I got you back. We good here. This is a good firing, Scott. You can't just fire somebody because they're black. This is a good firing right here, Scott. I got you. Boom. And I don't give those to people. I used to tell Denny all the time, you get up on the one thing I want. You get up there, and I tell Chris this, you get up there and you slip and let that N-word slip. I am not going to not be your friend. But I'm not going to be the black guy that's going to sacrifice and say, hey, you good. I'm going to help you get through it.
Not like this.
Yeah, I'm going to help you get through it in the background. We're going to get through this together. But I ain't going to be in the front lines helping you get through this shit. You're going to have to pay a little penance so that you can know when it'll go away eventually. It always does. But you know, Chris from fucking Memphis and got some of the wildest stories. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking. Okay, fine. George. If George did the shit, George, I fucks with you, George. But if you do one thing, I can't do nothing for you. But, like, if it's other shit, I'll come to bat for you. Like you said, if you drop the ball, if you drop the atomic bomb, I got to pull you to the side, like, bring your ass here, George. What the fuck you doing, man? No, I fucked up. I'm sorry. Get your ass out there. Say what you got to say. Let it ride out. Lay low for a little bit. I got you. You ain't going to lose. I'll still be your black friend. You good. I fucks with you. But this guy right here doesn't. It's clear he doesn't have anybody that could have proofread this. He'd be like, hey, man, you know what? He probably should. Oh, this is perfect, dog. Miles, I didn't even think about that, dog. Like Kramer. I think Kramer had every right to do it, too. Like they was roasting Kramer at the show. And then he just went to what he needed to do. Yeah, I don't think we can play it.
He has an apology.
I ain't playing no 7-minute apology. Like 7 minutes, I ain't got time for all that, man.
The audience just laughs.
Kramer should have been like, man, you know what, dog? You know.
I don't
even want to do that. Yeah, it's just.
But he tries to go on Letterman and tries to apologize for it, but they can't tell he's not being Kramer. So the audience is laughing.
They think he's being serious. Like, I mean, just, you know.
Some people don't escape it.
The only reason Kramer didn't escape it was because he was on one of the most popular shows. And it was going off air. So it was like, or it was off air. So it was like nothing you could really do about it anymore.
It was full of rage. Like, I could have got pushed.
Yeah, I would have, like, it's sometimes where you'd be like, it's the best, even the best would do it. Boondocks did talk about it in the chat, has a great moment where even MLK would have broke down. And like they celebrate again. Y'all realize they call MLK a fake made up holiday. Like all of the outrage that people have about this past Sunday, right? That same outrage was had when they did African-American Week or whatever it was by Carter G. Woodson. They did the same thing when they did MLK's birthday. Like, it's a lot of things that they did the same thing with Kwanzaa. You don't even have to celebrate Kwanzaa. It's just another, like, you can do this. But, like, it was when MLK on the Boondocks said, "Would you ignorant niggas please shut the fuck up? Is this why I took all the ass whippings for?" I play that every episode. For anybody's mad at me for posting the South Park Easter episode, every MLK day I post Martin Luther King coming back from inside, from back in the day, to talk about MLK and what he thinks about the Black community. So like that is, I love it. Kramer, I think No Nonsense put it the best. We love Kramer. Yeah. That's what made it more hurtful, is that Kramer could have probably gotten away with just using it once or twice if he would have done it in a different way. Oh, man. It's just, he was, yeah, he's really good. Yeah, yeah. I like, he has this thing where it's like, am I insane? Or am I so sane that it drives you mad? And it was like, it's one of the greatest. I'm like, yo, that's actually, in a crazy way, that kind of made sense, what he just said. Yeah, like, am I insane? Or am I so sane with or rational with what I said to you that you can't grasp it? I was like, yo. But and then thinking about how crazy he was, because we all have that friend in Africa. Kramer was the African. We all have that Black friend that's just always is always up to something. Yeah. And that's what Kramer was. That's why we gave Seinfeld a break, even though there's very few Black people in it. We didn't give Friends the same credit that we gave Seinfeld. Like very many Black people in Seinfeld, but we like Friends, they ain't got nobody, but you know. Oh, anyways, my bad. All this to say is that shout out to Haley Von Lith for what she did when she was like 8 years old, when she came out and declared that she was a strong Black woman, and also for what she's you know, what she's doing standing up for our girls. Damn, I didn't put the, oh, but in all of this, she's playing Caitlin Clark. So people who would never understand this, if you listen to the whole show, I don't play both sides. I play right is right. Caitlin Clark is getting some slander that she doesn't deserve, all because from the African American community and some others, all because she is she's a good pilgrim. And anytime the good pilgrim debate comes into play, we get a little angry. And there are people, she was a highly recruited player coming out of high school. She stayed home to play. And she's really, really good. And people are saying now, right, some of it, like they do disrespect the elders. All the old WNBA women are getting mad. Nah, she ain't the greatest player to ever play. She's just privileged. And she's this, she's that, she's that. Yo, that is right. Going back to Seinfeld. Seinfeld was written by Larry David. Larry David made Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was basically Seinfeld on HBO, and J.B. Smoove was the Kramer role. And Curb Your Enthusiasm was so hilarious. Like especially when they did, like, when Bernie Sanders was running for president, and they did, like, Burn Your Enthusiasm, and they had him play. I was like, yo, you couldn't tell me that wasn't Bernie Sanders playing that. Because he, again, Larry David is Jewish. Can we admit, like, it's some shit is funny when we play stereotypes, man. You got to take the good stereotypes with the bad ones, right? I seen the one comedian, I can't remember his name, he said he was walking down the street, white woman was walking on the same side of the street, she stopped, walked across the street with him. He said, I wanted to be offended, but then I remembered, we have, like, I get it, the stereotype, Black men dangerous, we're a little scary, I take the big dick stereotype, and I take everything else, I embrace those. I have to be able to embrace the other ones. But what he did yell to her and said, if you believe that I can rob you, then what is walking across the street going to do? Because I got super speed and super strength. You got to believe that too. If you really believe that, you would have just laid down and gave me the, it just gave me the purse. But Caitlin Clark is Angel Reese is a hot ticket item. Dawn Staley, hot ticket item. Caitlin Clark gets everybody, gets middle America and everything. And allegedly, Ice Cube did something, just boom, flew it up in the public, and it wasn't even really true. I think if you go to the last one, Miles, that you opened up, we'll start off with that, because this garnered most of the new hate. Nah, that's Caitlin's answer, fucking up the answer. But Caitlin Clark got an offer from the big three. And that's not FSU Twitter yet, this one right here. The big three. Ice Cube confirms through a spokesperson that he's offered Caitlin Clark I believe it was a $5 million deal for her to play 8 regular season games and 2 playoff games in the big three. And that still allows her to play in the WNBA. Oh, we might even be able to just go scroll down a little bit on that, Miles. We don't even have to, like, really go and do nothing crazy. Is the comments from my African Americans. Damn, where is it at? I'm okay, everybody but that one. All right, here we go. What does it say? He's like, Ice Cube just wants some attention. Caitlin wouldn't get the same hype if she was a black woman. Why couldn't he give this for a black woman? Why couldn't he do this for a person who's already in the WNBA if he cares about this? Why isn't this? Why blah blah blah? This is dope. It's fascinating to see the intersections of black athletes. Of basketball and new opportunities for female athletes. It's crucial to ensure that any such endeavors align with sustainable practices in sports, promoting their fair play and resource conscious decisions. Juju Watkins is also deserving of this opportunity. It's a lot of just different things about why. I'm happy to see Caitlin Clark getting everything good coming to her, but let's also keep the same energy for other great college women basketball athletes as well, for someone like Juju Watkins or even Angel Reese, for example. It's never just dope. It's just like, well, why not this person? Why not that person? Bitch, because he even decided to do Caitlin Clark. That's why. Maybe if Caitlin Clark goes and does something, the big three is basically old watch NBA athletes that come and play 3-on-3 basketball. It's very black outside of White Chocolate, which was Jason Williams. It's his money. It's his league. He can do what he wants to do. He's picking who he feels would give him something. That's all right. If Juju decides, if Caitlin Clark does this, she'll be fine. That would pave the way for Juju to do this in a few years. Juju and then the girl from South Carolina got their own brand. Now, the fucked up part about all of this is sometimes people can't understand, can't read the room, let the momentum help you, let this potential $5 million deal get you more deals. But go back to Caitlin. Now go to the Michael Vopel, I think, what Caitlin Clark says. As for the big three offer, Caitlin Clark says she found out about it the same one everyone else did, and that her thoughts are on March Madness in Iowa women's basketball. Like, you could have probably just said, I have no comment on endorsement deals until basketball is over. But like, nah, you just made the man seem like a liar, which he probably is. And now you might not have no deal. But a lot of people just keep going in, and their basketball players are talking about how Caitlin is more of a post player. Post players don't do very well in the big three, but Caitlin can shoot outside. I don't think she can. They can't hide her on defense. They don't have middle America. It's not the NBA. But what I will say is this. Everybody's challenging how good she is. Now, and I'm going to just listen to the GOAT. What does Dawn Staley have to say about all of this? About Caitlin Clark and these things? You know, Dawn Staley, a great basketball player in her own right. What does she feel about Caitlin Clark and her ability to hoop?
I don't think that record's ever going to be broken again. I don't. Like, the clip that she scores, and she's not done yet. Like, she's probably got, I don't know, 15 more games left in the season. And to do it probably 30, 40 points a clip, I mean, what we're witnessing is something quite incredible. I think she's going to go down in the history books as, you know, probably arguably the best player to grace our collegiate sports. I don't think.
The GOAT in women's basketball, coach, is saying that she is it. And the arguments are cool, but, like, we got to stop making the arguments personal because it don't even have to be that way. Now, I just think I've said this before that I believe women's basketball is going through the same trajectory that men's basketball went through. We've done the timeline of when, because I think the women's game is 30 years in. We did the timeline of right, I think it's right about now is when the NBA, boom, exploded, when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird came in. Now you've got that with Caitlin Clark, potentially Angel Reese, other players, that when they do go to the WNBA, it'll make us watch it for a little bit, as long as they can come into the game and do what they need to do. So they would be smart to adapt the game to what we're used to watching right now. That's what I would think. That's what the NBA did. And then when the NBA they knew Michael Jordan was getting long in the tooth and it was coming to an end, they adopted more of the college game. When they started seeing guys like Allen Iverson breaking ankles, Tim Hardaway was doing similar things like that. These guards were coming in with these dangerous crossovers. They had to take man-to-man out of it. Like, because remember, all you could do in the NBA for years before the athleticism increased was play man ball. That's where the hand checking, all that stuff was. But man, when these point guards came in and you going one way, and then they had to get rid of the plumbers and the electricians. But until they can get more adequate players, they had to allow what they used to call illegal defense, which is zones. Even Michael Jordan said if they would have had the zone the entire time he played in the NBA, he probably wouldn't have been as great of a scorer as he was. That's not me getting into an argument of who's the best or not. My point is that the WNBA is following the same trajectory as the NBA, and in 20-something years, you'll start seeing these girls make a lot more money because they're demanding it, and the college game is so dope. And these NIL deals don't have to go anywhere if they remain good and they remain relevant. How the money gets made is them TV deals. And if the TV deal, if you got these, like, yeah, I couldn't name you 10 basketball players 3 years ago in the women's game. I could name you that damn near now. It's crazy. It's the money is going to be great. I'm happy for the women's game. Now, what I also have before, this is the only thing that makes the men's game relevant, is that there's going, because of one and done, there'll always be the Cinderella stories. And rivalries in men's sports is really going to always be more prevalent than they are in women's sports. So if you go down to the next one, I don't even want to address this Caitlin Clark good for the NBA shit, because that's when you start losing us, like when people make them bullshit things. But a Louisville fan ain't got to be rich, but does the most petty shit ever, every year during the tournament. A Louisville fan has been sending checks to the schools that knock Kentucky out of March Madness. And he doubled the amount for Oakland coach Greg Campy. Oh, my God. A Louisville resident and an obvious fan sent Oakland a check with a nice note. He says he normally sends a certain amount each year to the school that knocks Kentucky out of the tournament. This year, because of Oakland University with the R story, he doubled the amount. Truly the definition of March Madness. That is petty. That is a petty that only comes when you have a certain amount of money. Yeah. And that is what drives men's athletics. And maybe one day, if we keep having these rivalries, we keep having these different things in the women's sports, it'll drive that, which all that does is drive more gambling. Now, what I will say is they got to make sure they keep the women's game as pure as possible. Don't go do the Juana Man shit that they do in the swimming right now. Like, that's the only thing that will fuck it up. Even though I did see one thing where the argument, like, the guy lost me on the argument of, you know, if you're not going to call trans women women, then where do we draw the line? What really makes a woman? How do we define? I'm like, yo, come on, bro. Like, they want to be called cis woman, or they just want to be called a woman now. And I'm like, come on, bro. I'm with you, but not with that. Like, let's be for real. Now I know why they being weird to you. Like, some of y'all make it obnoxious. But on that note, appreciate everybody coming here. Again, want to make it clear, shout out to almost 200 folks watching on X. I need y'all 200 people to come on over to YouTube, Den Media Group. Click the subscribe button. Help us get to 6,000. Once we get to 6,000, you guys can participate in the money if you're on the YouTube. You have to be on the YouTube in order to get to the bread. Don't know how to make it simpler than that. But I appreciate you guys for watching and tuning in anyway. But tell a friend to tell a friend, because, again, the end goal is to get to 10,000 subs by the time football season goes, so that we continue to do giveaways. We like to do giveaways on this show. And we want to encourage you guys to also become members. Membership comes with benefits. They get more rewards. Shout out to my guy, David Williams. David Williams found out that membership does have its benefits. He's cool. He needed a hotel room. We got the hotel room booked for him on 420. I have, I believe, 3 more rooms left. If anybody, shout out to Navy 407. He's hooked up as well. I think we have about 3 more rooms left for anybody who needs a room during college football season. We have minimum three rooms every home football game. That's going to be way cheaper than you can get anything in Tallahassee, but you have to be a member of Den Media Group. We're out here trying to encourage people. Oh, 6,000 first. We get to 7,000. We will also give away a brick for a brick from Dope Campbell Stadium. Not a brick, not a real brick, but like, well, it's a real brick, but like not a brick of something else. We'll give away a brick from Dope Campbell Stadium once we get to 7,000 subs. So continue to push it. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys for chopping up with me. We'll see you guys next time.